Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for tonight is called 12 to 5. Yes, ma'am, it does get lonesome down here. What? Oh, sure, being able to talk to people on the phone helps. But how'd you like to be stuck away down the basement all by yourself from midnight to 5 g.m.? With nothing but a microphone, a turntable, and some telephones? Sure, I get coffee. I bring in 4 thermos jugs when I go on. I'm coffee up to here. Oh, well, only 4.5 hours more, and then I can go home and have breakfast. No, ma'am, I don't drink coffee for breakfast. Will you guess what I drink? No. No, you're getting warm. Sure, 3 of them. Well, after all, it really isn't breakfast, you see. It's supper, dinner, something. Sure. Well, thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Hello. Yes, this is Connie Duffin. Hello, Vic. Say what? No, I haven't got. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Yeah, we're not supposed to play it. Maybe since about 1934 or 5 or sometime. No kidding. Well, sure, I'll play you something. Just a little while. The other phone's ringing. Well, stick around. Keep tuned to us and you shall hear music. It says here. Good morning. Hello, Connie Duffin speaking. And how are you? Well, fine, thanks. Huh? Settle a bet? I'll try. Now is the hour? Well, it's generally sung in 4/4 time here, but it was originally written in 3/4 time. Yeah, that's right, regular waltz time. Well, so I guess you both win or you both lose or something, huh? And sure, you're welcome. Good morning. Fine, how are you? Yes, ma'am. The theme used on Quiet, Please is taken from the second movement of the Symphony in D minor by César Franck. I'll be glad to play a little of it for you. Just a second. Let's see. Here she is. Played by the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra under Eugene Ormandy. Here you are. No, ma'am, I never lived in Denver. Closest I've ever been is Omaha. I played Viber Harpin's xylophone there in 1932. No, not on the air, hotel. I'm sorry, I guess I'm not your cousin. Okay, have one for me. Good morning. Sure, I'm lonesome. You know, I'm all alone in here. Ah, it's just a little place about as big as two telephone booths, I guess. No, the engineer's upstairs in master control. Well, we're the only people in the station. No, I guess there's a janitor upstairs in Studio 14. They had a quiz show up there tonight, and there's probably custard pie all over the stage. Well, thank you. They don't allow me to have visitors. Besides, my wife's listening. Sure. Verna. No, she can't even come down to see me when I'm on the air. Well, thanks very much. Sure. Until 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Oh, 500, we used to say in the Navy. Well, thanks very much. Good morning. Good morning. Friends, this is your friend Connie Duffin on the 12 to 5 shift to play music and the same words to you. If you can't sleep, call me up and let's talk. We talk to everybody. Night owls, bartenders, policemen, burglars, music lovers. You know the number. Give us a ring. Now, for a little music, let's see what we have here. It's the Mills Brothers singing Till Then. And while they're singing, I'm going to have you a little coffee and a cigarette. So lean back and listen.
Till then, my darling, please wait for me. Till then, no matter when, it will be one day. I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live the we are apart. Our love.
How are you doing,
Connie? Huh? Hello. I'm Herbie Buchanan. Well, hello. I didn't know there was anybody else around here except Bob upstairs in the control room.
Oh, I'm around every night. What you got there, coffee?
Yeah, you like some? Help yourself. Take the top off the thermos.
Much obliged.
You a new guy?
No,
you just said you're here every night.
No, I've been around here for years.
Well, I never get around here in the daytime, so I don't know very many people. Hoover upstairs at the cashier's office.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I brought down some news bulletins to read, if you don't mind.
Why should you say not? Say it's wear and tear on my vocal cords. You in the newsroom?
Part of the time. I've been a disc jockey and everything.
Yeah, here's the mic, baby. And the ladder's running down.
You want to put me on?
Sure. We've got something new for you tonight. My good friend, Herbie Buchanan, has just come in with a pocket full of news flashes, and while I have one more cigarette, Herbie will tell you what's going on in the world. Okay, Herbie Buchanan.
Thank you, Connie Duffin. Well, there's not much new in the way of international affairs. Everybody hates everybody else just as much as they did yesterday and about as much as they will tomorrow. So let's see what's going on right here in our own fair city, if you want to call it a fair city. Chief of Police Beans Lopez will be startled to know that a murder was committed this evening only two doors away from the Southside Police Station. Hubert W. Cronkite, a retired broker of 2319 West 17th Street, discovered a burglar prowling in his apartment who shot and killed Mr. Cronkite in his bedroom. There are no clues to the murderer's identity. A taxicab collided with a streetcar at the corner of Pacific Avenue and Maple Grove, killing a passenger and seriously injuring two of the passengers in the cab. The weather today? The temperature is now 52 degrees, and as you no doubt know, rain is falling heavily. The correct time is 1:32 p.m. Standard Time.
Hey, Herbie.
Huh?
You got the time wrong.
What?
Well, look at the clock, you jerk. It's 1:02. You're a half hour ahead of time. Hello, this is Connie Duffin. What? Not raining. Why, Herbie said that... What? Okay, I will look out the window. Hold the phone. Say, Herbie. Herbie. Yes, ma'am, you're right. Well, I'm sorry, Herb. You must have been mixed up or something. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Hey, where did... Herbie! Where did... This is Connie Duffin.
Look here. What kind of nonsense is this?
Well, I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Making fools out of people. I'm going to sue you.
Well, what for goodness sake?
Are you the man who just said I was shot by a burglar?
Huh? Me? Oh, why, no, sir, that was a man from the newsroom.
Well, he's a liar.
Listen, friend, who are you? I don't get
it. I'm just as much a liar as you are.
Well, all right, sir, but who are...
My name is Hubert W. Cronkite. I was not killed by a burglar.
You weren't? I mean, what?
Do I sound as if I've been shot? Now, look here, young man, I demand a public apology. I... Wait a minute.
What?
I said, wait a minute. I hear somebody in my bedroom.
Well, but... Okay. Hello, this is Connie Duffin. Who? Oh, sure, good morning. No, sir, I don't think I do know you. What, police? No. No, it was a gag. Oh, it couldn't be. I was just talking to Mr. Cronkite on the phone. Well, he's on the phone right now. I'm just waiting for him to come back. Hello, Mr. Cronkite. Hello. Hello, hello, Mr. Cronkite. No. He doesn't answer. Well, wait a second. I got to put on some music. Music, for God's sake, just a radio station. Friends, here is music for you from yours truly, Connie Duffin, to you wherever you are.
Listening to me? Are you there, Lucy and Milton?
Listen, Milton.
What goes on here? That's the radio.
Listen.
What?
You've been away a long time, Milton, since you and Lucy had that quarrel and you walked out on her in the restaurant.
How does she know that?
Listen.
It's too bad, really. You were so much in love, and then this thing happened to break you up. Now it's great to be together again.
Who is?
Happiness lasts such a little while, doesn't it? Such a shame that yours can't last longer.
What's he talking about?
I'd hate to have to be the one to tell you, but it's going to happen tonight. You're going to quarrel again.
We are not.
And this time, you're not going to run out on her, Milton.
I don't know what he's...
Shut up.
Now, listen.
Quiet.
Because Lucy won't take it again. Lucy's got a gun, Milton. And this quarrel's really going to end things. But good, Milton. But good.
No right to come in this house after 6 months and start jumping on me.
This is my house, baby.
This is my house. You ran away from me.
I had plenty of reason to run away from you.
Oh, you did. Well, go ahead. ahead and get out now.
Who do you think you're talking
to? I never asked you to come back.
I don't know why I did it.
Well, get out if you don't like it.
I will not get out.
Stay away from me.
Lucy.
Get away.
I say
get away.
Time is now 2 a.m. standard time.
Huh? Oh, I must have been asleep.
Yeah, I guess you were, Connie. Say, where did you go? Upstairs for a minute.
Yeah, you sure got me in a hassle.
What do you mean?
Ah, talking about that guy getting killed by a burglar.
Oh. That.
And getting the time wrong. Bob put it in the log upstairs. What's his name? Will jump down my throat tomorrow. Today.
That's too bad. Hey, your phone's ringing.
Oh. Hello, this is Connie Duffin.
Who?
The police.
What?
You did? I don't know. Yes, I'll come in. Sure. Okay. Yep. Listen.
What?
He did get killed by a burglar.
Well, all right.
Huh?
That's what I said, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but...
Hadn't you better get on the air?
Oh. Yeah, sure. This is your friends. Connie Duffin and his records. Now a word from our sponsor. Chappell's apples are the finest, most delicious, great big eating apples you ever sunk a fang into. Direct to you from the tree to your table in handsome handmade baskets containing 12, 48, and 96 of the finest eating and cooking apples you ever laid eyes on. Friend wife will fly at once to the kitchen to concoct a genuine old-fashioned apple pie that'll set your mouth a-watering as it did when Mother made those luscious, spicy pies to you. You'll tussle with her over Chappell's apples because they're just as good eating apples as they are pie apples. Just say, Chappell's apples, please, to your neighborhood apple dealer, and accept no substitute. First thing tomorrow, Chappell's apples. And now, music.
Listen, Ruby, I can take a gag as big as the next fella, see? But fun's fun.
Well,
so what is this?
What is what?
How did you know that fellow was going to get killed?
Look, it's on the paper.
Where did that come from?
Up in the newsroom.
The newsroom? There's nobody in the newsroom.
The teletypes are there. They're running.
They shouldn't be. Not this time of night. Morning.
Well, they are.
And you got that off the teletype?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it isn't kidding somebody?
It isn't.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Believe me.
Taxicab accident.
It'll happen any minute.
You wouldn't be kidding the guy.
Not me.
You got a union card? An AFRA card?
Sure.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Herbert L. Buchanan. Paid up, too.
Yep.
Hello, this is Connie Duffin. Good morning. Herbie Buchanan. Herbie Buchanan, I said. What's the matter? Can't you understand English?
Yeah, it's honestly problem to me. That's the way it's telling you the air. Let's take the
mush
out of your mouth.
Listen, I never had any trouble with people understanding me before.
Well, I don't get too down there, will you? That's your responsibility. But if what's that name here, you're going blue,
blue.
He's
going to
pit your ears back like a snoop.
Listen, you...
Yeah, listen. This is your program. If I was you, I wouldn't be playing the funeral march this time of the morning.
Funeral march? We're playing Gene Krupa's Opus Number 1.
No, it isn't, Connie. Listen.
What the... Connie Duffin speaking. How are you, ma'am? What? No, I just turned it off. Yes, ma'am, 12 to 5. Yeah, only a little while ago now. Oh, you're glad. Well, I'm sorry. Well, ma'am, you have no idea how rugged it is here. For some reason, everything is slightly mixed up this morning. No, I have not been drinking. I do not drink on the job. Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. What would you like to hear us play? 3 o'clock in the morning. Hang on. Here it comes. Listen, ma'am.
Evening when a cab in which he was riding was struck by a streetcar at the corner of Pacific Avenue and Maple Grove.
Radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.